This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. In medicine, conscientious objectors refer to medical providers who refuse to perform a legal medical activity desired by a person. This is often because the provider finds the act morally unacceptable. The classic example are providing abortions, prescribing emergency contraception, or participating in physician-assisted death. Now, in the U.S., we do not coerce doctors to do something that they find morally wrong. If a physician does not wish to engage in these acts, their only moral obligation is to refer the patient to another provider who will provide the services. Now, there are doctors, some cosmetic surgeons, whose main work is to enhance appearance. But what if they object to performing certain types of cosmetic surgery, say altering facial features that are associated with a certain race, like eyes or nose or lips? Some doctors may argue that performing such surgery only promotes racial discrimination and stereotypes. So can they refuse to do the surgery? Now, of course, doctors can always refuse to operate for medical reasons. For example, if surgery is considered too risky, or if the person's dissatisfaction with their body is due to psychological problems that need treatment to prevent endless requests for more and more and more surgery. And as a society, we have forbid certain types of cosmetic surgeries that we find morally repugnant, such as female genital mutilation. But let's go back here. What if the objection isn't for medical reasons, but because the doctor simply objects or disagrees with the goal of surgery? Let's assume for the moment a person is an informed adult and will pay for the surgery in cash. What if, for some quirky reason, an artist such as Stellark wants his ear transplanted onto his arm, or the artist Orlan wants horns implanted in her forehead? If the doctor feels uncomfortable, can they refuse to operate? After all, in plastic surgery, the doctor's goal, in this sense, is not to cure disease, but to enhance the person's appearance. So who defines enhance? Is it only the doctor who can decide if the surgery would make somebody more attractive? And what about the person who wants cosmetic surgery to look like a cat, or to make them look like Superman, or to have the largest breasts in the world? Should the doctor's assessment of silliness or inappropriate requests override the patient if the patient's deemed mentally competent, even if a little bit eccentric? After all, the patient with the ear transplanted onto his arm or the horns on her forehead became famous after surgery. Perhaps that was their goal. So conscientious objection is typically about moral objections. But do aesthetic objections qualify for conscientious objection if requests are merely non-traditional? So whose judgment drives the decision for surgery? Should it be the doctor or the patient? Or do we want to provide some legislation around transplants of horns and ears? This is Dr. Michael Woods with a second opinion.
Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.